In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Happy Thursday, everybody. From Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. We are trying to get our heads right. Not really our heads, trying to get our system right in here. Okay, everyone can hear in the chat. All right. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome in on a Thursday. You can hear yourself, yeah, Ben?
Okay, I can hear you. I can't hear myself, actually.
I can
hear you, though, clearly.
Okay, they can hear me.
But I can't hear me.
I can't. You're not coming through the mic in my headphones either.
But can they hear me?
Super cool. I can't. No one can hear you.
Nobody can hear you.
I'll just vamp for a while by myself. It's great to be 4 score and 7 years ago. Our nation. Try it now, Benjamin.
Can I just do charades?
There you
am I here?
Holy
I'm here.
Cow.
Oh,
all right.
Hi, everybody.
Off to a great start on a Thursday. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Live radio. The power.
We'll clean this all up for the podcast later.
We won't, no. The power and the glory of live radio. We are here on a Thursday, a victory-less Thursday, a jaws of defeat Thursday, one of the uglier games you'll see yesterday. I'm over it. Got a day off today to stew on it. We'll talk to the skipper tomorrow, Mike Schilt, live on the radio. Would have liked to have gone in with a little bit better taste in our mouths. I'm sure he would have as well, but whatever, man. Dub J said we should have shared the mic like two singers. Yeah, like John Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora. You do the wanted, dead or alive. Well, hey, it's good to be here. I'm Woodsy. To my right is Bald Reindl, a.k.a. Adam Klug. I don't know what happened in here this morning.
You can blame it on me. It's all good.
Was it your fault?
Probably.
Was somebody jimmying, Mike, was somebody jimmying with the board?
I don't think it was Adam.
Okay, it was not Adam.
Thank you, Mike.
Adam gets a pass today.
Engineer Mike is giving Adam an early pass. You don't really want to start in the hole with Woods
when you're going to be here for
two full days, Adam. So,
minute one, not even day one, minute one. Now, listen, you get a lot of people in and out of the studio, and a lot of people like to mess with buttons. I come in here every day. My light here is moved and tilted down. Everything is always jacked up. So you got to come in, you got to get it all fixed, make sure it's ready to roll.
I blame that show that came on right after us yesterday. What was that?
Oh, that was us.
That was the replay of the Ben and Woods show. That was definitely, they were the issue, I'm sure.
Well, Adam, how many complaining emails have you gotten about hearing 8 hours of Ben and Woods?
Zero.
Oh, yes. I was like, bro, you know somebody's driving in the afternoon going.
Countless emails praising the decision. Okay,
I got one of my colleagues at Channel 10 came up to me yesterday and goes, how many hours are you doing on the air every day?
We do 8 a day, bud. 8 a day. Yeah, you know what we'll do is we'll just start the whole thing over and just rip through it again. 8 straight hours
you know,
of Ben and Woods is too much.
10 to 2 times, so it sounded awfully similar to the 6 to 10.
It's crazy. I had buddies text me going, why am I hearing? It's 11:30. Are you still there? I go, no, that's from earlier. No, we did not get paid double because we didn't have to do double the work. We just did one 4-hour show, and they just replayed it.
Yeah, because Braden's on a little vacation. But that does come to an end today, correct, Adam? Matt Scraby will be in from 11 to 2 following the roundtable.
Good. Okay, so, yeah. That's good. See, back to live programming that's not pre-recorded from the same day. So we got it all figured out. Hope everybody's doing well out there. We're doing as good as can be expected, I think, after a little technical snafu, but it happens. Beatrice says, hell yeah, roundtable today. Yes, we have the roundtable today. We're going to talk about this for 4 hours, and then we're going to go talk about it again for another hour. We're going to talk managerial decisions with the benefit of 2010 hindsight, which always makes you feel like an expert every single time. And yeah, we'll talk about it. For me, I don't know. It's kind of the most boring topic to talk about in baseball discourse. It's probably my least favorite thing to talk about, baseball in as it pertains to what should have happened. It just is. It always has been, you know, and it doesn't pump my nads very much, but I realize it's part of the gig and we have
to
do it.
So you don't want to talk about what should have been.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about? What will be?
What will be?
What will be?
What will be?
What may soon exactly. come to pass.
I on the prize.
All right.
Eyes forward.
I
can't change it, you know?
I do feel like...
There's definitely some things to talk about.
I don't feel like, get me wrong.
And
I'm going to be fair. I think that A.J. Preller and Mike Schilt do a very good job
at what they do.
They are very skilled. I think both of them messed up a little bit yesterday.
Sure, which happens.
That doesn't mean they're a bad GM and a bad manager. If you're not messing up every once in a while over the course of a 162-game season, you're probably not doing enough and trying enough.
Well, I think yesterday's a really good example of how fast that game gets. It just gets fast. It speeds up and things happen, and once one guy doesn't do his job and the next guy doesn't do his job, boy, you look like a moron if you're the skipper sometimes, and that just comes with the territory.
You
certainly.
May be surprised though at where my critique lies for Mike Schilt, and I would hope, you know, we're gonna have him on tomorrow, Manager's Report Friday, sponsored by EcoWater. I would hope that he is at least understanding that I think very highly of Mike Schilt.
Sure.
But there was one thing in particular, and it wasn't specifically his bullpen usage and when he went to David Morgan. Why did you go with David Morgan there? Why did you leave in Wandy Peralta? It's part of it, but it's not specifically that. And we'll talk about it coming up in our Padres crap up at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah, maybe I had a different perspective on it after I watched the game, because I after the game was over, got the kids, and we took all the neighborhood kids down to the ELL Championship Night. That's Encinitas Little League Championship Night. And they had asked me to come and read the lineups for the major championship, which was kind of cool for the kids. They don't have any idea who I am, and nor did I introduce myself. Like, hi, I'm Stephen Woods of Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. No, I just came out. They gave me the lineups, and hey, welcome everybody to the ELL Major Championship. And I got a chance to, bring out the 10, 12 kids from each team. They got to run down the line. It was pretty cool. And then they had another silver championship on the other field that two of Bo's best friends were playing against each other in. So they wanted to come and watch their buddies. And I got to tell you guys, man, I was watching the game before the game I announced. And it was, when I say there were probably 50 to 60 parents and relatives and friends on each side. So you're talking little bleachers, little kids, little field, about 120 kids or 120 adults and little kids watching the game. My heart started pounding out of my chest. I mean, and I know a couple kids here and I know a couple of the dads, but my heart started racing because all I could think of is that's us next year. If we get that far, that's us next year. And I was looking at my kids on my team. I had three kids I've coached since they were four. And they're seven now. And I'm looking at them, and I put my arms around them, and I go, hey, are you guys ready for this? And Bo goes, yeah, but I know he's not. And Jackson goes, oh. And Cal goes, yeah, I'm ready. And I looked at them, I go, look at all these people. Like, the pressure that I felt for those little kids was, I mean, you could cut it with a knife. It was crazy. The parents were going bananas. Come on, Johnny, let's go. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, wow, this is pretty intense. And I thought about myself coaching next year, and I went, whew, man, this is like, this is really, really intense. And it was a really good ball game. It was a tie ball game to the sixth inning. And my buddy Billy's team, his team that his son's on, the Mets, actually won the game. But they had bases loaded. The kid comes in, strikes out the side. I mean, it was gnarly. Like, it was absolutely gnarly. So I don't know, man. I'm cautiously looking forward to it. But my perspective at that moment, I thought about the Padres game. I did. I went, now there's 120 people here. You got 30,000 people watching this game, and ground ball goes here, you boot it. Wild pitch goes, runs go. And I go, it just gets so fast for such a slow, sometimes boring game. The game gets so fast, so quick sometimes, and it just spirals on you. And I think, you know, some of that happens in 162-game season. I thought yesterday was one of those days where it just got speedy. Just got speedy. That happens.
Yeah. I don't think that Mike Chilton necessarily got caught flat-footed.
No, I don't either.
As some people suggested. I think he made a choice that, you know, he and AJ Preller and the coaching staff in the front office made a choice as to how they were going to approach that game yesterday. And that choice backfired.
Yeah.
It was a legitimate choice, but it backfired on them later in
sure.
the game. Again, we'll talk about it. We got the roundtable as well coming from 10 to 11. But after that, are you going up to the North County, the San Diego County Fairgrounds?
It's a good question.
Oh.
I got it. We got an email the other day from one of our sales reps. Now, I just to preface, I love the fair so much, and my family loves the fair so much.
Starts 2 weeks from today, officially.
My wife's number
you
one.
You go every year with the family.
We love it so much. I will yank my kids out of school on a Wednesday.
You may go multiple times.
Oh, we do go multiple times. I love it, and they love it. I always have since I moved here. I always thought it was so cool. And so we got an email the other day from one of our sales reps. He said, hey, apply today if you want a credential, and you can take one person, and if you want to go down and cover the fair today, it's a special media event. And I said, you don't understand. This is going to, my wife's going to want to make love to me. She's going to want, what is that?
That was me. Sorry.
She's going to want to, like, make love to me if I bring home a VIP media pass. Like, this will get me, I'll get lucky with this. So I went to his desk and I said, I can't tell you how big this is for me. And he started dying laughing. I'm like, you think I'm kidding? I'm not. This is all my wife ever wants, is the special media preview pass. And so I texted her and I go, hey, just for the record, looks like we're in Thursday. Media day. And she goes, you're joking. I go, no. And she goes, oh my God, I'm so excited. Because it had gone away for a while, or we hadn't been involved in it or something. So I put in the credential, applied. It's been 2 days. I haven't heard back. So she, this morning, is like, so what's the deal? And I go, I haven't heard back. And she looked at me with disappointment in her face, like, God, such a loser. Like, she didn't say it, but I could read in her face, man, you can't even get the VIP media pass anymore. And I did feel bad driving in this morning. Like, man, I'll keep checking my email, babe. I hope it comes through.
I think you should just show up. It's possible.
It
was just an RSVPing issue. If you, Stephen Woods, of the Ben and Woods program on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan, shows up at a media event for the San Diego County Fair, they should be delighted to have you. They should be rolling
then
out the red carpet.
They're going to open up their folder and they're going to go, oh, no, let's see.
They're going to look.
They're going to go like this.
You are not authorized for Australian battered potatoes today.
They're going to look at it and go, let's see. All right. What did you say your name was? Woods, Stephen Woods. Let's see. Frankie Vizel is check. John Flint is check. We got Dave Rickards. He's not even in media anymore, but somehow he got in. Oh, there's Eddie from Rock 105. Yep, he's good. There's Thor. Okay. Yeah, we don't have you on the list, sir. Then I'm going to be there with my wife. Frankie Vizel.
I RSVP days ago, you say.
Frankie Vizel is going to walk past me. Frankie, Gina, Cabana Boy Jeff, Boy Toy Jesse.
all these legends of San Diego. What are you doing? I'll be like, I'm not on the list. Frankie Vizzle's going to be like, well, I'm going in. And I'm going to be standing there with my wife as Frankie Vizzle walks
Carl
by
DeMaio
me.
Carl DeMaio walks by me.
You know, and I they didn't put me. Hacksaw walks by, and I'm standing there by myself with my wife, looking like an idiot. So if you don't want me there, if I'm not on the list,
what
I'm
would
not
be the reason
up.
That you'd be denied? They don't have space for you. They have like 73 acres there.
I know.
There's got to be enough space for one Stephen Woods and guest.
Yeah. You got a problem.
Yeah, you got a problem. You're not on the list. You're not on the list, buddy. So I haven't gotten the go ahead, the come on down, we'd love to have you. And I feel like a lesser man because of it. Adam, have you heard anything about this at all?
I haven't heard anything, and I'm not as big into the fair as you are clearly, but I got the same email you got about this VIP thing.
Did you apply?
Well, there was the email. It says, this is limited to on-air talent
right.
and management.
So you're management,
and you're on-air right now.
Yeah, you're on-air talent.
Let's consider this.
Right.
Very shortly after that, there's a follow-up email that says, my bad, this is limited to on-air talent only.
Well, you're on-air talent. You're speaking into a microphone as we speak.
Was it last week when I was reading the email?
So I did apply. I haven't gotten in. And now my wife is like, she's like, well, I've cleared my schedule this afternoon.
I hope you get this.
I mean, I do too.
I think you should just show up.
There's no way. You want me to be embarrassed.
No, you have to go. You have to walk with confidence. Act like you belong. Now, don't act arrogant, but simply present a confident face.
You don't know me someone, at all. You don't know me at all.
I am someone who belongs and would enjoy being here. And you treat people respectfully, but confidently. It usually works. I mean, you walk. I'll say this. If you see security guards, you give them a smile, you don't slow down. You show some hesitancy, they pounce. They're ready to check your IDs. They're ready to check your credentials. If you walk with purpose, but, you know, friendly, and you look at them and go, hey, guys, how you doing? But you walk right by them, they will hesitate, and they will not stop you because they think you belong there. You just have to act like you belong.
No, I'm not doing it. You know me. I need to be cajoled. I need you to want, you have to want me to be there. I will not show up anywhere that I am not wanted. You guys know that. And if you deny me, then you're on my list. So I haven't been denied, nor have I been accepted. So I will not show up. I will not be presumptuous and walk up to the fair like I'm somebody special because I'm not. And again, I like to follow the rules. If you want me there, I'd love to come down there. You might get me laid if you get me one of those passes today. So it really hangs in the balance.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, if anyone is listening from the, whatever, the Del Mar Agricultural District, the 22nd District Agricultural Association of the state of California that puts on the San Diego County Fair. It's a summer pet-tacular, Woods.
Let me tell you, I still vividly recall, speaking of my pal Frankie Vizzle, I had just started dating my wife. Now, I mean, my wife is a 10, and I had just started dating her, and I got this. And I said, hey, would you be interested in going? She goes, are you joking? This is my favorite time. This is my favorite time of the year. I would love it. And it was the special, it was a VIP media night. So the lights were going, the music was going, the food was free. I walked down the what do you call it? Like the
concourse.
The main concourse,
the main drag.
Holding her hand. It was very early in our relationship. I'm not kidding. Frankie Vizzle is walking with his whole crew. He looks over. He's like, what's up? I'm like, what's up? And I had Hannah on my arm. And I felt like the king of the world. And because we're walking down, and I'm like, what would you like now? Do you want a free corn dog? Do you want Orange Julius? I can get you anything you want. And let me tell you something. That was the best I had ever looked in her eyes, and was that night. That night!
No offense to Hannah, who, I mean, she's a well-put-together person.
All right, relax. Talking about how put-together my wife
is. Just, there's nothing romantic about the fair.
Oh, I beg to differ,
man.
It smells delicious.
Manure.
No, it smells like funnel cakes.
It's an agriculture.
Like,
there's barnyard animals all over the place. Hot, sweaty people.
It's
usually
best.
Crowded. I mean, yeah, you get this, some good fair food. I will enjoy a great corn dog at the fair, but
so good.
I just
we haven't been invited back since. I know we haven't.
I don't see
that was the last
I don't
time.
See the fair as the pinnacle of romance.
It was like a decade ago. I'm not joking when I tell you it was a decade ago. And when I tell you it's burned in my there's a few memories I have of when we first started dating.
Did you get stuck at the top of the Ferris
no,
wheel?
No, we didn't even go.
No, all right.
We didn't even go on the Ferris wheel. We just walked around and held hands, and I went, I'm the king of the world right now, and she thinks I'm the king of the world. It was like, it was magical. Hannah said, it is romantic. It's like Greece. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I just felt like a king, so it has not come through yet. I'm furiously checking my email.
That would
email.
Make you Danny and
I'm
her
Danny
Sandy.
And she's Sandy. Hey, Sandy.
Well, summer loving at the fair.
Man. God, it was great. It was just incredible. One of my fondest memories of meeting my wife was that night. And I'll never forget Frankie Vizzle's face when he looked over and he went, he gave me like the nod, like, hell yeah. You know? And but I'm sure he'll be there today. Just getting after it.
Well, we'll keep you updated if there's any news to break on Stephen Woods and his approval or non-approval at the San Diego County Fair Media Day. We need to check traffic, set the menu for what we've got coming up here on a Thursday right now on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. All right, got our Padres crap-up coming up here at the bottom of the hour, and we will certainly discuss what happened in the 10-8 loss to the Marlins yesterday. But did you know? Did the math. Padres are now officially exactly one-third of the way through the season. 54
Holy
games.
Holy cow, dude. Is that
multiplied
right?
Multiplied by three
okay.
is 162.
Okay,
so.
That puts me a little bit at ease because I haven't gotten super stressed. I haven't gotten super mad. I've been a little bit stressed, a little bit mad at times. I've had a lot of joy. In the first third of the season. That blows my mind that we are already a third of the way done covering this.
We got two more of those chunks left.
Two more chunks.
That chunk that the Padres just played of 54 games.
Okay.
Got two more of those left, and then...
Then may the best team win.
We'll see where they are when October rolls around.
That really put my mind more at ease. It really did. I still felt like we were in the infancy. We had just gotten this thing started. But to know that, I mean, time is flying this year.
It was a busy sports Wednesday as well. Giant decision made by Miles Byrd at San Diego State. And we can talk about that. Plus, SDFC last night on the road at the Seattle Sounders did not go the way that SDFC was hoping. We can talk about their 1-0 loss, ended their unbeaten streak of 5 matches, and their perfect month of May is now over. But we can talk a little soccer as well. And then in the second half, got a couple of guests that we always love. It's a Smart Baseball Thursday. Eno Saris from The Athletic will be with us at 8:35. Maybe we'll talk a little bullpen usage with Eno.
Yeah.
Coming up at 8:35. And then in-season Sammy, Sam Levitt, going to join us at 9:35 as he makes his way into the studio for the roundtable. He's going to be a guest with Paulie out today and Braden out. Sammy's going to sit in with the panel during the roundtable from 10 to 11. Got our regular features as well, including Don't Do This, Real or Fake on a Throwback Thursday, and more. You want to stay tuned for all of it coming up with Ben and Woods. Glad to have you with us on a Thursday morning. We'll be right back with more on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The fan.
Eric in the chat said, I'd rather listen to 24 hours of crap ups than go to the fair. I find that hard to believe. I don't like listening to the crap up. I like listening to the grap up after a win.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun.
It's a lot more
to
fun.
To hear the exciting highlights from Jesse and Bob.
And a sweep would have been just incredible. What a not boring series that was.
That's
guys.
True.
My
every single game was dramatic. Woo. And featured something unusual and something noteworthy. I mean,
sure.
It was
wild.
Yeah, you know, the Marlins are not a good team,
no.
But as Jesse mentioned it a couple of times, plucky.
Plucky, scrappy. I heard all the words.
They're aggressive. They're swinging freely.
Yes.
I mean, you know, they can definitely be a thorn in the side of teams. They're not going to win a lot of games because they just don't have the experience and
they make a lot of mistakes.
Talent. Yeah, they make a lot of mistakes, but they're not going to, just roll over and die because they're in last place.
I think it was Jesse that said, somebody on the broadcast that said, you know, if you're in their division, it's going to bug you. You know, like playing them is going to bug you. It's not going to go to plan, right? Against a team like that. It just doesn't go to plan.
They don't have the era of sadness that surrounds the Rockies,
correct,
for instance.
Yeah, there's not just this doom and gloom. You know, there are some good young players on that team. And yeah, I thought, again, the series from a whole, you won the series. Let's make no mistake, guys. We won that series.
Two in a row.
Won the series against the Marlins. That is ultimately a good thing. I wanted the sweep because I'm greedy. And, you know, I feel like you should have swept that series, period. But you didn't. You won the series. But, man, those were... Say you're an outsider. From an outsider's perspective, three pretty good baseball games. And by good, I mean terrible sometimes, but it was certainly entertaining.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store and everything for your business. And right now, at Staples, save up to $250 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends June 14th. Plus, save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. Well, speaking of the fair, I promise to be fair in my criticism of AJ and Mike Schilt after that loss. We will crap it up right after Kelly's traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
It's a shame if they lose.
You got a problem.
Oh, a shame indeed.
I couldn't agree more.
Here are the lowlights from yesterday's game.
What the heck happened?
Are you kidding me?
Can't even believe it.
It's the Padres Wrap-Up, presented by Hamul Casino. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort, with gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks. It gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
We'll give it 16 minutes of salt, and then we'll, you know, get back on the bump and figure it out.
0-2 pitch. Hot shot past the third baseman into the left field corner. Jackson Merrill will score. Padres have a 1-0 lead on the RBI single by Gavin Sheets. Swung on, driven to right field. Pretty well hit going back as Sanchez. It's not going to be able to catch it. It's going to go to the wall. Gavin Sheets is going to score. Xander Bogaerts is going to score. It's a two-run double for Jake Cronenworth, and the Padres have a 3-1 lead here in the fourth. Elias Diaz, first pitch swinging, line drive, base hit into left field. Jake Cronenworth is heading home. Here comes the throw. He's safe. Padres lead at 4-1 on the RBI single by Elias Diaz. 1-2 to Manny. Line drive, base hit into right field. Diaz will score. They're going to hold up for now. He's going to run through the sign. Here comes the throw. He is out at the plate. Tim Leeper was trying to hold him up. Fernando said, nope, I'm going to go for it. And Jesus Sanchez guns him down for the final out. But the Padres do get another run. A five-run inning for the Padres. They now lead the Marlins 6-1 as we head to the fifth inning. One pitch swung on, driven to left field and deep. Gavin Sheets is going back. He's at the warning track at the wall. He's going to look up. This one is gone. A three-run home run for Otto Lopez, and all of a sudden, we've got a tie ball game, 6-6. Padres have the infield in. First pitch gets by Diaz all the way to the backstop. And all of a sudden, the Marlins have a 7-6 lead on the wild pitch. Sano is able to score. Pitches down. 2-1. Ooh, swung on. Driven to right field and deep. This one is going to be gone. Two-run home run for Gavin Sheets. Puts the Padres on top, 8-7. 8-7 Padres lead. The first pitch to Ramirez. Swung on, line drive, base hit in center field. One run is going to score. Here comes the throw. The second run is going to score. And all of a sudden, the Marlins have taken the lead, 9-8, 2-0. Swung on, line drive over the head of Manny Machado into the corner. Mesa Jr. is going to score. Gavin Sheets trying to get a handle on it. They're going to send another runner. He's heading home. Here comes the throw from Xander. He is out at the plate. But the Marlins do get another run. As the inning comes to an end, they now have a 10-8 lead over the Padres.
Yeah, I think it was a little bit of attrition, right? You know, you're talking about 9 games, last 7, a bullpen game, extra innings. Those guys, man, so much respect for the bullpen. Those guys are getting after it, man. They're getting as extended as we're comfortable with. And you know, listen, it's they laid it out there and they put some swings in the ball and we hurt ourselves in the 8th, and that was kind of the story.
Mike Schilt talking about the bullpen, not once but twice giving up leads yesterday as the Marlins avoid the sweep and beat the San Diego Padres 10-8 after the Padres rallied from 6-0 down on Tuesday.
Yeah.
They blow a 6-1 lead on Wednesday. Baseball is a funny sport.
Like I said, man, not a boring series at all. You won a game you absolutely should have lost, and you lost a game you absolutely should have won. And you know, it's a weird. It's just a weird sport. You saw every team in the West lost yesterday. You see that?
Yeah.
Every single team in the NL West lost yesterday.
I saw the tweet that the Rockies had a golden opportunity to gain some ground on the division.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you see who gave up all the runs for the Dodgers?
Oh, yeah. Tanner Scott and Alex Vesey.
I watched the end
Vesey.
Of that game yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, I did too. And it, the mirror images of those two games were crazy. I mean, it was just insane. But again, you know, I hated that loss. I did. It was pretty excruciating. I feel like, man, I want to say this. I feel like Mike Schilt right now. I want to give some love to Gavin Sheets.
Of course.
I love that guy. He's been an absolutely incredible find by AJ Preller. Great job to everyone that's helping him on his path and journey. You know, Victor Rodriguez, everybody else that's helping him become a really good hitter and a guy that you can count on. He's had these couple of monster games lately. We've let him down in both. You know, really, really, like, it's almost like if Gavin Sheets does something great, watch out. Hold on to your butts.
He had the two-homer game against Toronto, including a ninth-inning game tying.
Correct. And we lose those games. And it's like, hey, man, if Gavin goes 0-for-4 and we win, it was such a bummer losing that game yesterday. And, you know, obviously the armchair managers were out. I was one of them. You were one of them. Adam was one of them. We all were. It's what you do after an excruciating loss like that. But I don't know, man. Mike Schilt said something in that post game where he said, he's talking about attrition. And then he said something to the effect of, they've extended themselves as much as we're comfortable with, meaning we know how much we want to push these guys right now. And yesterday was not a day, I guess, he felt like he wanted to push a couple of guys that maybe could have gone. I think it's hard for us fans because, you know, well, you're not playing tomorrow. You have a day off tomorrow. Let's get this win and complete this sweep. And they didn't do it.
Well, they decided before the game, clearly based on Mike Schilt's post-game comments, that Adrian Morejon was unavailable and Jeremiah Estrada was unavailable.
So why, again, always deferring to them and A, what they say and what they know that we don't know. But if you look at the usage, you see 18 pitches between Sunday and Monday for Morejon. You see 21 pitches for Suarez on Sunday and Monday. Sean Reynolds threw 12 pitches on Tuesday. And you look at that and go, okay, again, assuming we don't know everything. I don't know. Adrian Morejon could have a groin strain, a tweak in his arm. His arm doesn't feel right. He wasn't ready. Doesn't feel well. I have no idea. They don't tell us that stuff. I can only assume and take them at their word when they tell me Adrian was down today. Because the pitches, it's not like he threw 40 pitches. And you're like, well, there's no way we're going to run him back out there. I didn't really understand it yesterday, but I think when you see them use guys in certain lanes like they talk about, and they do seem a little out of whack, that leads me to believe we don't know the whole story on what's going on with Morejon and Reynolds.
I have no
and
criticism of, you know, if they have a reason, they have a reasoning for it. I know that they want to win games, and if they're keeping a guy out that can help them win a game, there's a reason for it. So that's not my issue here. I have a couple of issues. Some of them were brought up, you know, on social media after the game yesterday. The first I thought was very valid. So they decided when Kyle Hart was activated to send Omar Cruz, who was, you know, well rested, had not been used since they brought him up, send him back down to the minors and keep Sean Reynolds up with the big club. But Sean Reynolds, who Mike Schilt said after the game, throwing a lot of pitches, you know, it's trying to, sounded like they were trying to avoid him as well. He was maybe the emergency. We go to extra innings, we'll throw him out there, but otherwise we don't want to use him. So you already were down a couple of guys in your pen and you hamstrung yourself again by the decision. Now I'm sure there's a reasoning behind it. You can't send guys back and forth unlimited number of times anymore to AAA. And perhaps they did not want to tick that box on Sean Reynolds again, knowing they may need to send him down a couple of times later in the season. I don't know the rationale behind that, but they kind of hamstrung themselves. But they knew that going into the game. So you have Kyle Hart on the mound. And, you know, was looking okay. Got through the first four innings had given up one solo home run, and the Padres had just given him a 6-1 lead to work with going into the top of the fifth. His pitch count was extremely low. It was around 38 or 40 going into that fifth inning. Clearly, you know, the Marlins were starting to hit him there in the fifth. He got another home run, started to rally, put some runners on, and then brought the tying run to the plate. Now, here's decision time if you're Mike Schilt and the Padres. Kyle Hart's still at just 57 pitches.
Yep.
So he's got bullets left, but are they going to be effective? If you leave him in, are you exposing yourself to a giant inning and you're just going to blow that lead? They decided to be aggressive with their bullpen right there. That was the moment in the game where you could have been conservative and you could say, we may lose this lead, but you know, if we get another inning or two out of Kyle Hart, we'll have more bullpen at the end. It's the conservative, cautious way to go. So let's be conservative. Let's leave Kyle Hart in there until at least 80 to 90 pitches. Let's get as much as we can out of him. And hopefully he holds the lead. But if he doesn't, maybe our offense can come back and win it. That would be we're going to be conservative with our bullpen strategy. But they didn't. They aggressively went to David Morgan after just 57 pitches. Obviously, didn't work out as he gave up the 3-run home run to tie the game. But now you've gone with your aggressive strategy. You have announced, okay, we're going to be aggressive and try to win this game.
So stay aggressive.
So stay aggressive the rest of the game.
Yeah.
But then, and they were aggressive when they went to Jason Adam in the seventh inning.
Yep.
You know, all right.
That's not his lane.
That's not his lane, but we need an out here. We're going to go with Jason Adam. Now, Jason Adam wasn't as sharp as he usually is. He's been used a lot as well. That's not on Mike Schilt. He was available. They aggressively used him. So then they had to go to Wandy Peralta. And you get to the critical at-bat in the game. Actually, two of them, but the critical at-bat for Wandy Peralta. After dodging, you know, with the runner at third and getting a shallow fly ball, you've got a one-run lead. You've got the nine-hitter up. You've got an open, you know, you got second, I think it's first and third. You have to get Victor Mesa Jr. out, and he walks him. The left-handed hitter against the left-handed hitter. Wandy is much tougher on lefties. And so they recycle the order back to the top, and it's Agustin Ramirez, who's been hot. He's already had a home run. He's got three hits already. He's been hot today. He's a right-hander. He's like licking his chops going up against Wandy Peralta in this situation. You could have had Robert Suarez try to come in for a four-out save. Now, they had decided before the game, we don't want to do that. We don't want to go more than an inning on Robert Suarez. But you had already earlier in the game said, we're going to be aggressive with our bullpen. We're going to go to David Morgan in the fifth. We're going to pull our starter out. My criticism here is with the inconsistency in their approach.
In the approach,
are you going to be conservative? I'm okay if you want to be conservative. Save your pen. Let Kyle Hart eat it for a couple of innings and try to win it that way.
Like you did with Kolek the night before.
Right.
I'm telling you, every time he came back out, I go, oh my God. And I got it. Like I totally, totally understood. But is there a trust thing with Kolek versus Hart? I think there is,
maybe.
Right? I think I've seen this more.
But
I trust
you
this
trusted
more.
Enough with Hart. You wanted to go with him rather than Pivetta, who was on normal rest,
yeah.
But they wanted to give him more days. You made this decision in advance. We need a day that we can save some of our bullpen, save some of our starters, and we need Kyle Hart to pitch for us. Great. Let him pitch then. Why did you pull him after 57 pitches if you're going to go with that conservative strategy? It's a long season. It's a valid strategy to save your arms for a long 162-game season. So save them.
Well, when you get a 6-1, when you have a 6-1 lead, is that what it was? 6-1
yeah.
lead? When you have a 6-1 lead as the manager, I think it washes over you and you go, this is great. This is the dream. I can now get a little bit greedy and I can push Kyle Hart and I can ride this thing out. Man, you saw the first couple flare in and you're like, oh God, strategy has now changed. And I think managers do tend to get a little bit greedy is probably the right word of like, you know, but again, look, let's be honest. Kyle Hart said it after the game. They gave me a huge lead. I didn't hold it. That's on me entirely. Yeah, like there were so many guys that failed to do their jobs yesterday. Manny Machado booting that ball was a huge, huge play.
Of course.
Now, let's be honest. I don't think he turns two there. All of his momentum was charging towards home, but he's got to fire off a clean throw to first. Fernando Tatis Jr., it seems trivial,
at the time it happened, but getting thrown out with Jackson Merrill coming up, running through a stop sign, those things add up. They
against
always
a struggling Sandy Alcantara.
And they talk all the time about, you know, being smart, winning the inches, getting thrown out at the dish with a great hitter up doesn't make a lot of sense to me either. Jason Adam, look, I have no problem with what happened with Jason Adam. Jason Adam is due a bad day. He's due a little bit wild. You know, he's due to be a little bit wild. He's been so good, so good. Bringing him back out, I don't know. I feel like, hell, I feel like Adam getting the ground ball that he needed sucks.
Eric in the chat says, I don't like the idea of using Suarez for more than three outs. Neither do I. Neither did the Padres. They had decided that that was a bad idea.
He did
but
it a bunch last year, and I think people lost their minds.
Well, and remember, you get that out. If you get that out, and maybe he would have given up a single too.
Sure.
I don't know. You know, I can't replay it. You know, go back in time. But if Robert Suarez gets Ramirez out and leaves the bases loaded there, you don't have to pitch him in the ninth. If you want to just have him face that one batter and you go to Sean Reynolds or whatever you want to do, if you feel uncomfortable, you can theoretically pull him. Or what if, hey, the offense could have scored 5-6 runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. But the critical out of the game, you put yourself in a really bad position, have Wandy Peralta facing their hottest hitter, a right-hander, at the top of the lineup with the bases loaded.
Yeah.
And you made that decision, and you played aggressively early, and then you decided, I don't want to be aggressive anymore. It's too much. You put your chips to the table, and then you kind of folded, you know, when the final card was about to come out. That's what I didn't like about the game yesterday. It wasn't, hey, you can play conservatively. I respect that. I understand baseball. It's a long season. But why did you play so aggressively early with your bullpen if you knew you were going to fold, you know, when it came to the late innings, if it got close and you had a huge situation like that?
No, that's
my
good point.
My criticism.
Again, I'm always the guy that's going to, it's been my MO. I'm a player guy. I believe in the players, and credit where credit is due. Players win ball games, players lose ball games. This is Mike Schilt's fault. If guys go in and do their jobs yesterday and do play things the right way, we win that ball game. Going away. Period. The end. I think it's on the look, everybody wants to always it's an easy thing to do is go, man, I would have done this and I would have done that. Bro, if they did their jobs, if Manny does his job, if Toddy does his job, if Jackson Merrill does his job earlier in the game, this game's a laugher. I mean, it's a laugher. If Kyle Hart does his job and holds a 5-run lead and he said it, you know, I'm always going to put it on the players. They get all the praise. They get all the money. They get all the praise. They need to bear the weight of the responsibility of being able to close that game out, my opinion.
If Nick Pivetta, so everyone's off today, which they need, day off for the entire bullpen. If Nick Pivetta goes out and throws a complete game tomorrow, and, you know, the bullpen gets another day, I'm going to kind of look back and go, I mean, come on. Well, you had a game that you could have won there, and you got conservative right at the end when you had a chance to win it. I know, Mike Schilt.
That's one of the things that I always bring up. We talked about it last year. Remember there was that game against Kansas City where we didn't bring in Suarez in the eighth, and it was because of Kolek blew it up earlier. Remember, we all talked about it. You never know when you're going to need your high leverage relievers, right? Like, you've got that game. You could win it now. It might be three in a row, and you might be unavailable for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
But you might not even need him for the next 2 or 3 days because you might be losing.
Or maybe Pivetta gives you 6 and you get a 1-run lead and you need Estrada, Adam, and Suarez tomorrow, and they sneak out a win for you. And Mike Schilt goes, see, that's why we didn't go to Suarez and Estrada on Wednesday. We were saving them for on Friday. You can't predict the future, but when you have a game like that,
predict the past every morning.
Yes, you know,
we can certainly look at that.
It's easy in hindsight. Again, I respect Mike Schilt, the tough job and the tough decisions that he has to make, and he has way more information than either of us do about how guys are feeling. And
I just, you know, again, I think, you know, guys do their job. You know, you can't throw a wild pitch there. You can't hit a guy in the head. You know, you got to come out and. I honestly, like, you have to come out and do your job. Everybody should have done their job yesterday. They didn't.
Ultimately, one third of the way through the season, though, the Padres remain in pretty decent shape. We'll talk about that coming up. And yesterday's big decision by San Diego State's Miles Byrd, all ahead here on 97.3 The Fan.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine.
It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.